Did you, as a little girl, sit on the end of your bed thinking, one day I'm going to grow up and become a tarot reading, astrology reading, intuitive with expertise in NLP and hypnotherapy? Is that how it was for you when you were little?
No, it wasn't. I just remember being a little girl, being very fascinated by the world, about how everything worked. I remember looking up at the stars at night and thinking about the universe and just seeing lots and lots of things and thinking very, very seriously about the connections between people and the world. And probably generally freaking my parents out a little bit because they didn't understand why I was like that. Yeah, I mean, as a child, my mum and dad used to take the court cards out of a pack of cards, all the black ones. So you'd have the black kings, queens, aces, jacks, etc. And they'd put a red queen of hearts in there, and they'd put them all face down on the carpet, and they would say, "Louisa, find the red heart." And as a kid, I would be able to pick out the red heart, so I was very sensitive to the colour or the card. I don't know how I knew it, but I just did it, and I was. Would also put my hands around things that were dying, like plants and things, because I felt really connected to this notion that from my hands comes healing. So I was a little bit of an odd child, you know,
Like
whereas,
it. Sounds a bit like it. And it
yeah, I
sounds like
mean,
your mum and dad could have made a fortune if they'd done it the right way.
yeah, they really would have done, definitely. I think they'd have been happier at that time if I was playing with dolls and, you know, running and playing in the garden. But instead, I was, you know, contemplating the meaning of life and stuff. So, a bit of an intense child.
Okay, brilliant. So, and then where did it go from there? So you obviously had a bit of a gift and a bit of a party trick that your parents could relate to, and it sounds like they might have been a little bit worried at the same time, worrying why this child is standing near pot plants and bringing them back to life. It is a
And
nice
talking
touch,
to
of
them as
course.
well. Yeah, I used
Oh,
to talk to
talking to the
them.
plants too, fantastic.
Yeah.
And this is what, in when you were under 10, presumably?
Yeah,
Okay.
absolutely. Yeah.
And then where did it go after that? Did it become more worrying?
I mean, I used to sense things, and I used to sense spirits in the house, and talk to them, and my mum and dad didn't really understand that when I was growing up, but they understood that certain things scared me. And then sort of around about the age of 7 or 8, as it is with a lot of children, is that they become quite serious as they get they start to get an adult mentality, and the conscious mind
Yeah.
really kicks in. So it kind of it went around there. But I think when I first got some pocket money for the first time when I was about 11. I remember the very first thing I did was go to the bookshop and buy a book on fortune telling. And it was a massive compendium with astrology, tarot, palmistry, numerology, and I just remember reading it cover to cover and then just practicing reading palms on my mum and dad's friends as they came by. And even though I'd like learnt all the lines and, you know, I'd learnt how to read cards, you know, according to this book, very, very quickly I realised that I would use the cards or use the palm or use the birth chart, i.e. with the astrology, I would use it as a way in, and before long I was actually channeling, so it was just a very natural thing for me.